Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tea Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tea Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tea Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We are live in Oxnard at Cowboys Training Camp. Our coverage is brought to you by the On-Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And it's brought to you by Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. The big story today is Micah Parsons saying he does not want to be a Cowboy anymore and requesting a trade. We woke up to the report from Diana Russini that he was thinking about requesting a trade and thinking about severing his relationship. And then later on, just about 45 minutes before we started our show early afternoon, Micah Parsons had quite a bit to say on social media, including I still have stayed quiet, but after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives, I have made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally. So where are we now? Where do we go from here? The tease was, what if Micah Parsons plays this angle in his holdout? And I'm going to get to that in just a second. The Cowboys are saying we're going to have no response through Todd Archer's Twitter account. So salute to Todd for that update. And then Ed Werder tweeting, source: despite his public ridicule of the Cowboys organization and his trade request to the Dallas front office, I'm told Micah has no intention of leaving training camp and incurring $50,000 in daily fines as mandated by the NFL. So you start to play it out from here, guys. And I think this becomes very interesting because Micah doesn't want to hold out right now. He doesn't want to leave and incur a $50,000 fine. And he said his back was hurt, right? So there is the illusion of injury. What if Micah Parsons, when the season starts, says, I don't want to miss checks. I would really like to play, but dang it, my back still hurts from those heavy back squats that Trayvon Diggs was telling you about.
Mm. Ooh, okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, is he protected there? Can you say I'm injured? I mean, what's the recourse that the team has at that point?
I feel like there are league rules to this. I know teams have gotten in trouble for not reporting injuries when they have happened, and I don't know that you can necessarily fake an injury. I mean, teams have done that to, like, put a guy on IR.
He's faking injury right now to avoid fines. That's the hold in, right? I'm here. Oh, I'm hurt. You know?
Yeah, my back's tight.
This isn't a holdout. I'm here. You know? What if week one he says, this is not a holdout. I'm here. But damn it, I got out of bed this morning and rolled my ankle. Got a boot on right now. Brian, can a player do that? Would a player do that? What would be the recourse from a team if this thing plays itself out in that fashion?
Are we talking about Micah potentially doing that?
Lingering into the season saying, oh, my back hurts, now I can't play. I think that there's – you're not able to do that. I don't think you can.
It would be – that would be tough. I'm trying to think about if I've ever had to deal with a player just completely, you know, just tanking – for not, you know, just to not to play. I just can't think of one right now. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
Like I say, is it possible? Sure. It's absolutely possible. But, you know, like, you're gonna have to prove, you know, like the team will file a grievance against you.
Yeah, and
you
if
know?
They do, it's considered an unfair act, and yeah. it's violating the collective bargaining.
It's a violation. So I guess they could, but yeah, you'd have to go through a doctor, and then there'd be a doctor in the NFL Players Association side. There'd be a doctor for the team, and
okay, what if he plays and he's making business decisions and not getting off the ball? I mean, you could talk about you know, those kind of things, and playing things out. If you
that'd be conduct detrimental.
Yeah, that would be conduct detrimental to the team.
Could you prove that?
You could fine him.
Well, if you show the film where he's just not
thing.
Miss camp, you know, not in shape. Yeah. You know, so you're trying to play me. I'd love to play hard. You know, I appreciate the $1.5 million a game I'm getting here, but I just wondered, you know, what that could look like if it played out that way. So then you start to, you know, go to the next layer in the conversation, which is more like chemistry and morale and the relationship between the front office. Can you build a great culture if you're stringing your best players out like this? And I think that's a really interesting subject to look at, but. You know, then I start to think of the Cowboys in the 90s, and you had a big holdout with Emmitt Smith. You had a big holdout with Michael Irvin that was contentious. That culture was fine, you know. But now the difference here is that maybe everybody else on the team is starting to feel like if I play great, you know, it's just going to be a massive pain in my ass. And, you know, I don't want to deal with that here.
Man, I'll say this. This is really – this is the first one that I've kind of felt, well, they haven't done in a timely manner. You know, they haven't been able to get deals done. They've got a couple of deals done.
But with the top-tier superstar,
exactly.
Market-setting players, they drag it out. They're not proactive at all.
Yeah. So, to me, that's kind of where you
this is what Howie Roseman was talking about last week with the Eagles. Like, the advantage of getting the deals done is your guys know you have our backs, and he thinks there's value culture to that.
I totally agree. But this is, you know, this organization has honestly paid top dollar.
They have.
For every player that they've had.
They just make you wait, and
the player gets
100%.
Player gets a 4-year deal and gets top value. And so you're like going, was it worth the fight? You know, I mean, for a player, they're like, I got less years and I got more money. You know, and I don't know. If I'm a player, I'm just kind of like, well, we got what we wanted out of this deal.
This is the most it's ever blown up. Do you think it's registering for the Joneses at all?
See, that's what I'm saying. This is the first time I felt like that the Joneses have really drawn a line in the sand. This is the first one where they're like, okay, you know, this is the first time where I detect a player really upset with how the negotiations are going. Am I off on this one?
No, but I think they're upset too, clearly.
There's no question they're upset.
So it's both sides.
But it's
here.
Both sides, and you know, and obviously, they probably felt like that they had a deal with Micah. They probably felt like that they had one done, and
he went back on his word.
And he went back, you know, and so.
But in defense of him, it isn't really fair.
It's not fair. You talk to my agent and all that.
I get what he's saying,
but again, the agent works for the player.
Sure.
So if the player says, I like this. Let's go forward. Let's do this. You know, then you're like, okay, fine. Well, here, we'll talk to your agent.
Mike in this message said he liked the framework. He was surprised Jerry was trying to talk deal and said, you know, this sounds pretty good. Talk to my agent about it. Let's get this hammered out. He never said, from Micah's perspective, we have a deal.
Right.
You know, maybe Jerry
thought
that.
Obviously, they felt like they had the framework for something.
Dirty pool to try to be doing deals behind the agent's back like that, though? We're not even talking to Mulligetta. We want to get this done with Micah.
They tried to do it. Parcells and Jerry tried to do it with Romo.
Yeah, remember they put him in a closet or something?
They put him in an office and said, hey, listen, would you, you know, and that kind of thing. Is it the right thing to do? Nah, maybe not. Is it business? Absolutely.
How different is it? I mean, we brought up Tank last hour, and that got contentious. Tank was just a little bit more quiet and professional, you know, or quiet and didn't want to, you know, say his side of the story as much. Remember when Tyron Smith was hotter than a, you know, whole nest of firecracking hornets back there or whatever? Mark that.
That was incredible.
That
I don't know
good,
what you
man.
Said,
that's
but
the,
I loved it.
Okay, the sleep deprivation is showing up here.
Firecracking hornets.
A nest of firecracking hornets.
He was mad. You know, like, so you've had mad players before. I do not know if this is that different. I think it's just now you're dealing with Micah Parsons, who's very social media savvy and knows that he's going to blow up his brand by taking advantage of this opportunity right now to make it a huge story.
I think people, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I think people are more upset by the Diggs things than they are with Micah. Does that
the fans?
Yeah, the fans. I think people are more upset of how they felt that Diggs was treated as opposed to how Mike is being treated.
Jerry was ruder about Diggs, and Steven's been ruder, you know. But I think the fans understand Trayvon's not as good and he has been hurt, you know. Right. So I think they're frustrated with him. From the fans' perspective, Micah is elite, and this just isn't how you should be doing deals with elite-level players. Now, why are the Cowboys doing this? It's similar to Tank Lawrence situation where the franchise tag is so significantly less than what the player is asking for, and it is market value if the guy hits free agency. But the Cowboys at edge like to do this tag. I'm not exactly sure on all the reasons why, but they like to do it, you know. And that makes sense to me. So I think the way through this is some sort of compromise. Like, if you want 4 years at $41 million, you want $164 guaranteed, we can play this out at $385. Is there somewhere in the middle, like $395, $100? That's the only way this gets done. And I think to Micah, that's offensive because he sees what T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett just got. He sees what, you know, other great pass rushers
He's playing the Myles Garrett card right now.
But
do
you give the additional $7 to $10 million on an annual to make your star player happy if he has not been a leader at all, has not participated in OTAs in mini camps? I think the answer to that is justifiably no. You know, for the Cowboys. I'm not mad at the Cowboys for what they're doing with Micah. I don't want them to trade him, but I think they're playing like agents are trying to bust your ass.
Right.
How could you be mad at the Cowboys for negotiating back just as hard? I can't. You know, I think that's sound business. And as a fan of the Cowboys, if you're going to manage the cap like it's, you know, this really solid asset that, you know, isn't, you can't go over this number or that number, then your only advantage is to negotiate, you know, to you know, your maximum potential based on the rules of that CBA. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, and if you're the Cowboys, you don't have really a reason to have a sense of urgency to do this. It's like, we thought we had this done with you. Now you're coming back and saying this. Well, all right, you're under contract this year. And if we can't get anything done, we'll tag you, to your point. And if that doesn't work, we'll tag you again. So you're kind of in a very terrible spot if you're Micah, because you don't really have any leverage. So, you know, the play with the media here is really kind of the only move. If you're sitting there, the only card that I can play now without losing money is, let me try and just stir this thing up, get everybody talking. Maybe I can create some kind of friction some way towards the Cowboys, and we'll see what happens from there. But he's under contract. I mean, he's going to show up and play, and if he doesn't, then I'd be absolutely stunned.
Yeah, you know, I guess I was until this morning. Now I think to him, you know, it's clear the Cowboys are planning to tag him, and he looks at it like, I could get hurt and have this generational wealth that I've created off of my playing career so far take a serious haircut, like a 65% haircut. And, you know, as long as we're talking about how the public perceives this, maybe the difference for anybody between $85 and $200 million, you're like, well, what are we talking about here? It's an insane amount of cash. But I guarantee Jerry negotiates, you know, like the difference between $85 and $200 is $115 million of wealth for my family that I can use to invest in our futures, you know, maybe that I could start a foundation with. It's, you know, it's nine figures of money. So, I mean, you have to acknowledge that as realistic for Micah Parsons when you're looking at, I don't want to lose a game check.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to lose $115 million of value.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And a game check is 1% of that, approximately.
Yeah, that's why that's his best leverage play. And he'll have to wait that out until the season actually starts. So in the moment, he's doing the only other thing that he can do, which is request the trade and show how frustrated he is by all this. But I think part of it, too, is it's just he is probably your best player. second best player. Maybe you would say Lamb. I don't know, but you're doing this with a guy who's clearly one of your best, and you're using the Diggs and the Steel and even the Dak contracts as reason why now you're scared to pay Micah, because you pay Dak all that money and then he gets hurt and misses the season, and he wasn't even good before that. You pay Diggs, he's been hurt. The Terrence Steele thing, but like, Micah's in a completely different class, and you pay Terrence Steele voluntarily after he tore his ACL. That's 100% on you. This is not apples to apples. It's not the same player, and it's not the same situation. Micah's not off an ACL, so you can be butthurt that you gave Terrence Steele the contract. That ain't Micah or anybody else's fault but yours. We were at Globe Life Field broadcasting with Mike Bacsik the day that me and Walchuk were, and we're looking around going, why would you do this? Who's forcing you to do that? Nobody was. You decided to pay a guy who just tore his ACL. And even before that, was just he's a fine player. He's nowhere near Micah. Trayvon Diggs is nowhere near Micah. And even Dak Prescott, nowhere near as good at what he does as what Micah does. And so all those contracts where they haven't paid off for you are now they're kind of hesitant to want to go make a move other than with Osa, who's taking well below market value. And it's like, dude, a guy like Mike is not going to do that. He ain't Osa. He ain't Terrence Steele. He ain't Diggs. And he's not Dak either. Yeah. So it's just like they're using those contracts to justify why they're scared to play what is a player that anyone in the league would have already paid by now.
What if they're scared about the player? What if they're scared about the off-the-field stuff? And I don't mean off-the-field is the negative stuff, but they keep bringing up the leadership things and stuff like that. Why all of a sudden, when it's a contract year, that you want to be this leader?
See,
you know, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about this actually now for a couple of years, that there's people within the organization, and maybe it's not about the contracts, which, you know, you've said it and well said, but maybe this is more about, like, there is a real apprehension about paying a player that hasn't had the success, say, in the playoffs or off the field.
No, they definitely feel that way.
But you can say that about Dak. You can say it about Dak.
Yeah.
But it feels like to me that they're thinking like, wow, you know, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to make a commitment with a guy that, and right or wrong, I just kind of feel like it's more than a Steele contract. It's more than a Diggs contract. I think there's some real apprehension about giving this guy this money.
I just wish they would have been more proactive about it. You said they've been talking about it for years. Okay, then go ahead and trade him and get all the assets for him instead of bringing it to where it is now.
No, you're not wrong. I'm just saying, I think the way that we have to look at this is there are people that are telling Jerry Jones this might be a big damn mistake.
Yeah, well, he does not fit with the culture that they're installing. Everybody is happy. They're coming off like a church leadership camp with the vibes around here.
Man,
like,
well, again, let him hold out. Let him hold out the first game, and Donovan Ezeraku have a sack and a half.
Yeah,
or two sacks or something like that. And then you know, hell, they still might get beat. But let one of these edges show up.
That could change.
And then it'll be all of a sudden they'll be like, well, okay, we can. We're fine here. Let's see you keep holding out and giving up $1.8 million a week.
Or it's the Emmitt Smith thing, and your secondary is the worst in the league, and a rookie didn't dominate Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, and you lost by 50.
They could very well lose by 50 anyway.
They could. I mean, they were getting blown up.
Lose to the Giants the following week without him or something like that.
See, that would be huge.
Yeah.
I think the lesson here for the Cowboys might not be we got to trade one of these guys. The lesson clearly is we got to jump into negotiations and hammer out and find middle ground and have a sign of good faith that we value here. We're not trying to confuse you here. We're not trying to whip your ass in negotiations. We're partners, right? And I think the Cowboys players are starting to feel like we're not on the same page. So here, you mentioned the best player. Like, is Micah the best player, the second best player? He's the best defensive player. So now you have your best defensive player and Dak Prescott, the undisputed leader of the football team, all not messing with Jerry like the last generation did. Like Tony and Jerry, they were arm in arm. And, you know, the defensive players, they never had any sort of issue that got to this level. So what is the ripple effect through the locker room? If the absolute leaders on the team, the guys that everybody's looking up to, say, yeah, you know, Jerry kind of messed with you. You know, let's not be buddy-buddy with Jerry like all the players in the history of the Cowboys have, because he's not looking out for you. He's firing shots at press conferences. You know, that's – and we know Jerry values the relationships with the players, so I think that's potential motive. Yeah. Like when Jerry starts looking around at the players, and maybe instead of saying, hey, what's up, Jerry, as he walks through the commons, they're putting their head down like, oh, man, there's Jerry. Damn, what's that fool doing here? You know, I think that, you know, might change Jerry's approach, but, yeah – find a compromise, find common ground, and if you don't have like management or front office or whatever coming to you and saying, "Hey, we want to get a deal done," that silence is very fertile ground for resentment. That silence is inviting the human mind to start making up reasons for why the silence is there. And the first thing they're going to get to is disrespect, you know? And then the second thing is going to be like, "Wow, it'd be really cool to be somewhere where I get to feel important and valued." You know, that is a huge part of job satisfaction. So I think that's, you know, inside the mind of Micah right now.
Yeah, but you also got to give the front office reason to feel that way, right? That you do bring value.
Yeah.
He brings value as a player.
Yeah.
But maybe, and this is where we don't get to see all this. We see the player. Mm-hmm. We don't know what always happens on the other side of the fence.
That's well said.
I don't disagree with you. The player, I don't know how you respect the player. But, man, there might be something on the other side of the fence we don't know about.
I mean, the communication will find common ground.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're not picking up the phone and even trying to have those conversations, it's hollow.
Maybe he's not giving them a reason to pick up the phone. You know, maybe that's what they're worried. I don't know.
Okay. All right. No, that's good stuff. Let's come back with a C note. And some of the hottest reaction from social media to this storyline is Micah says he wants out. Cowboys don't have any intention of trading him. Micah has no intention of leaving training camp. So the hold-in continues, and we're back with a C-note here on the...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Phantom. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here, our final day in California. Training camp 2025, brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar. Time for the C-Note, some reactions to the Micah Parsons story that's taken over training camp once again, maybe for the third time in 2 weeks. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. So, yeah, here we go. Time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. And, yeah, this Micah story is hotter than ever. I'd say maybe twice as hot as at any point so far this offseason, and we'll get to that here in 90 seconds. But, Brian, there was a workout with a former Cowboy.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott says he is in the best shape of his life. Lyle Collins was here in Oxnard earlier today. What have you found out?
Yeah, I've reached out to some people in the front office, have not heard back, so – maybe when here we go. Nope, that's not it. No, that was another text. But yeah, maybe here as we get through this segment, and then maybe into Krusty's Corner, I'll be able to have an update on Lyle Collins. But I did ask somebody in the front office and see if that's the case.
Krusty's Corner is coming up here in just about 15 minutes or less. We look forward to that every day here. Brian's a training camp reports, insider reports, and. You know, I did get a chance to catch a glimpse of Lyle Collins as I was walking up for the parking lot in here. They were working out there on that field right by the path.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clear that he was a lot faster, stronger, more mobile than the guy he was working out with. There was another player out there. So I was wondering, like, what would Tyler Smith look like in this drill? Because I couldn't imagine, I mean, to be honest, I couldn't imagine anybody looking bigger, stronger, faster, more coordinated than what Lyle Collins was putting together out there. Like, it was clean, it was strong, and they were doing this thing where you hit the pads and then you slide over maybe 5 yards to the other side and hit the pad.
Yeah.
And it was fast and it was loud. Like, when he connected, was he hitting a medicine ball or something? When he connected with it, and I was trying not to watch, but I couldn't help, you know, because he grunts. He's like, "Whoa!" I'm like, "What's going on over here?" And yeah. I was like, "Wait, is that Lyle Collins? He's not in 71. I think he was wearing 72." But then I brought up the NFL, the Cowboys roster. I didn't see a 72 on there, so I thought, "Okay, that's not a guy that's already on the roster. It's probably Lyle."
Yeah, he's the one thing that just talking to people during the breaks and stuff and asking about, you know, he working with Duke and. And you're right about that. The things that they said he was trying to improve on was his conditioning, his mobility was something he was really – he'd had some back problems.
Yeah.
So he's worried about it. He kind of became a little bit of a stiff player.
Was there a car wreck in there that maybe set him back? I think 4 or 5 years ago.
No, he's had some –
And
had
then he didn't come back from the pandemic in shape?
Not at all.
Oh, he missed 2023 with a knee injury.
Yeah, he's struggled with various –
But he's only 32.
Various ailments, but everybody seems to think like this was kind of one of those – He appreciated the opportunity, but he made the best of it. And so hopefully Will McClay and those guys will get back at some point, tell me what's going on. Maybe, they can get that thing done.
Eagles star wide receiver A.J. Brown going viral here in the wake of the Micah Parsons deal for a quote that he had. I don't know exactly when this quote was. It was sometime in the offseason, but he said, Micah wants to be an Eagle. He loves Philly. He did go to Penn State. He grew up in Pennsylvania. He has a lot of family and friends in the area. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Micah Parsons would enjoy being an Eagle. Mm-hmm. But, I think he really wanted to be a Cowboy, and I think he still does want to be a Cowboy, even though he said on social media about 2 hours ago that he no longer does. I'm filing this away in, like, the Myles Garrett thing where he's like, oh, this isn't about money.
Yeah.
I just don't want any part of this organization. I think that's what players and agents know, the level they need to go to now if they want to get something happening. Now, Terrence Parsons says, if y'all didn't hear it from Micah, I wouldn't believe it. Everything else is assumptions, and I'm going to leave it at that. Stop acting like we haven't been down this road just last year, Dak and CeeDee and all that. But, you know, then Micah did come out and put it actually in his words. So, you know,
it's kind of tough for your as a brother.
I don't know if I got a direct line here, bro. I needed the text back before I got to the Twitter.
You can tell me? why did I put that out there?
Is there anything to trade him because he doesn't produce all season? He hasn't produced in the fourth quarter as much as the first or in the playoffs? Brian, is there anything to when his big plays happen that you think throws doubt on his production?
I just think it's probably some of the you know, the things with some of the big games and stuff like that. When you say Zach,
one sack in four playoff games.
Yeah, I think to me, when you watch him, you know, where's the? Yeah, I remember the Washington game. What, last year he actually had some production. I think he had 4.5 sacks against the Commanders last year. And so in those games, and but the thing that they'll probably talk to you about a little bit is the big game playoff production. And if, in fact, it, you know, hey, are we getting a guy that is that difference maker when it comes to even games?
Right.
Even it comes to, you know, to sealing games and closing out games. And you know, there's been times where Micah's been blocked by backup offensive linemen. I remember the Giants game, you know, there was a tackle, and it was just, it held him off the stat sheets. You're like going, damn, I mean, how does that happen?
Well, so, that was a game they asked him to play off ball. They were having injuries with linebacker. Yeah. And he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, he's had, I mean, like I say, it's unfortunate, but when you start to talk about those players that are like difference makers, ending games, ending drives,
yeah,
stuff like that, you know, that's what they kind of look at. I like I said, I don't think it's is all about the ability. I think there's something else going on here. I just think there's something else that's keeping them from getting this thing done.
There's some weird stuff with this negotiation that's gone on.
Yeah,
and in the history, like even with Mike has come out and said, like, with the money.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the difference between 35 and 40, whatever that exact quote was. And even in his post here, he said in the third year, in hopes of getting a deal done early, he reached out to the Cowboys. Unfortunately, the team did not want to start any negotiations at that point. They were okay. He was focused, played 2024. After that season, told his agent again, let the team know, we're open to negotiating. Agent informed me I should wait for other deals to get done because the price would only go up. But I didn't care and wanted to secure myself as a Cowboy long term. If that's the case, why hasn't a deal been done?
I think it's because the Cowboys want to hold to this franchise tag math. They feel like the negotiation starts at 3 and 85, and he thinks it starts at 4 and 180. You know, it's such a massive gap, you know, that there's not a lot of confidence. So the Cowboys are probably waiting for them to call and say, okay, we're willing to take less than what Myles Garrett got because it's a different situation. You know, once you're on your third deal, you can put like no franchise tag in there. Right. So if I'm Mike and his agent, I need to get a deal done that has no franchise tag ability when it's over. Right. And then we can start at age 28 or 29 to try to get that big Myles Garrett contract. Or I can just sit here and let the franchise tags happen and not have really any guarantee year to year. I think eventually Micah breaks and signs something under 40 for 3. That would be my prediction on where this goes right now. How about you guys?
Well, I just wonder if that, I mean, doesn't that kind of play into his hands where under 3, that gets him back to the table real quick?
Yeah, I
right?
think that's a fair compromise.
Yeah.
We can do 3 and 85 right now. Could we do 3 and 110? You know, somewhere in there. And maybe that's still too high, right? From the Cowboys' perspective, why should it come off 3 and 85 where every offseason, if you've stopped performing or stopped being a leader, I can move on? Like, it's shrewd. Maybe it's not the way you would treat family, but the business of the NFL, you know, is, you know, pretty ugly. And that's why, you know, Jerry always makes a point at the press conferences once the deal is done to give a big old smile and a back slap and a sorry about this. And, you know, it's all just business because it can really ruin relationships. Like, maybe it's why Dak and you know, Jerry aren't as tight as what Tony and Jerry were. Okay, we got Krusty's Corner coming up, though, Brian. We're looking forward to it. What do we got?
Yeah, just this being the final day of camp for us, I'm just going to have some observations. We'll go through the
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Cowboys training camp. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Well, Chuck, would you look something up for me real quick?
Yes, sir.
Would you look up if you could be fined if you're missing training camp, if you're on a rookie contract?
Gotcha.
Okay. Just curious.
I don't think you can.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering because I was talking with somebody, and I wondered if you're under contract and you're missing camp, I think you're subject to any fine, no matter if you're on a rookie contract or not. But I wanted to make sure of that.
Yes, NFL players on rookie contracts can be fined for missing the training camp due to unexcused absences. Specifically, they can be fined $40,000 per day for unexcused absences for preseason training camp, according to the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay, so
I thought I saw something about it this week that said otherwise on social, Brian. So thanks for that clarification.
No, there was a guy that, and I get on Twitter during the breaks and stuff like that, and I just sitting there like looking, and this guy says Micah can't get fined because he's on a rookie contract. And I'm thinking, okay, please tell me I didn't miss something here.
According to the collective bargaining agreement, you can, and it moves up to $50,000 per day once they're on the fifth-year option.
Yeah, so that's the thing right now. He's on the fifth-year option, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay. Well, that's that makes a lot of sense. So I appreciate people checking me, though. I do. If the guy's like, oh, no, he can't get fined. And I'm like, I don't know about that so much, but you did answer the question for me, so thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, I was just going to kind of go through some of these guys that, to me, and this is as we get through the last day, and I know you guys, what you saw a couple of padded practices and stuff like that. Guys that I was just really super impressed with. And, you know, it's kind of easy to be able to, like, to have, like, the low-hanging fruit guys, like the George Pickens and stuff like that. I'll tell you this, though. I will say this about George Pickens. I think he's even better than advertised as a player.
Yes.
I do. I think there's so much more that you can do with George Pickens that you haven't been. I mean, Lamb is one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL. No question. I don't think George Pickens is too far away.
I'm with you.
Just the way he plays, the way he moves. And people say, well, hell brought us. He's working against the secondary that's probably not the best. Fair. Absolutely fair. But his ability to go and I think, I don't think we've given him enough credit as like a route runner,
mm-hmm.
and his ability to separate.
Yeah.
And I think that's why when we interviewed him, he was so excited about being in an offense where he could play that way, where he could be a guy that could play on the move and, you know, work through space and catch the ball and run and thing.
He should be a yak monster. It's not just separating and losing guys and getting behind the defense. It's everything.
We love some George Pickens running down the field and catching the ball, the deep ball and stuff. We've seen that a couple different times. But I'll tell you one thing. I think they're going to figure out ways to use him even more.
I don't know if there's a bad ball catcher that I've seen even close to him. There was a touchdown he had yesterday where he's got to go back and he's in the matrix. It's
right.
The jump backwards and spin to make a catch look easy that nobody else can do. And then the feet.
And then the feet get down.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, where is the line where you would think, okay, this is where he should go? I mean, Chase, Brown, Nakua's 5, Lamb 6, Collins and Hill 7-8. Is that where you're looking at him? Mike Evans? I'd rather have George Pickens than Mike Evans right now.
I think when this is all said and done, that we're going to be talking about like a Pro Bowl type player.
I'm with you, man.
He's
got that ability.
There's
no question. The Lyle Collins deal is done, by the way.
Okay.
Nick Harris reporting it.
Multiple
other outlets, but the Cowboys are bringing back Lyle Collins.
Yeah, I reached out to my guy. I said, hey, is there any chance you're going to sign my LSU guy today? And I didn't hear anything back. He must
probably finishing the ink on that paperwork.
The paperwork. So that Lyle Collins is. So good job, Scout Dawson, or Scout Gavin.
I knew it.
Scout Gavin with the...
He glimpsed him out of the corner of my eye, guy up.
Scout Gavin could hear the pop of the sled.
I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Sign him.
Yeah, well, he's moving.
This guy's a star.
Moving around.
So it is interesting, what role do they have in mind for him, you know, right now?
For Collins?
Yeah. Is it guard or tackle? Is he going to step in and compete at left tackle immediately with Nate and Adeniji?
Where do you think, though, and I'm asking you guys, too, and I like your question, where do you think, though?
Tyler Smith's knee tendonitis makes me wonder, too. Like, is he in here to spell him to give
both?
Him maximum rest opportunity?
I mean, I kind of think he was at his best at guard here when he got to
He had a
guard.
Really good right tackle year before the pandemic.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
So, it's interesting. It might be tackle, because you could probably improve there. But I do think he's got interchangeable ability.
I just wonder, because Matt Willetts goes out. Sadiq Charles has been playing more.
It's probably tackle.
Yeah.
If Adeniji's going to be out.
Adeniji's dealing with the concussion.
Because you got more options at guard.
Hoffman. Yeah, they were down. They were down to, like, no Rob Jones, you know. So, it'll be. I think he's probably going to play tackle. I'll reach out and ask that question as well on that. Okay. I'm going to say this about Kevontae Turpin. I think this is the first time since he's been with the Cowboys that there's actually coaches that are going to do what they say they're going to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They truly believe
in his ability.
They truly believe that if they put him in the backfield, put him in the slot, put him out wide, put him in motion, whatever they're going to do, I think they believe this guy is going to be that guy. And I am happy that you have a coaching staff here that's kind of figured that out.
If you can get the defense to turn their heads just a little bit and get him on the edge, he's gone. Yeah. You know, I think that's another huge benefit of what Clayton Adams is doing.
I'm going to say this on the defensive side. I am one of those guys that has been super, 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 super critical of Malik Hooker.
Yeah.
And there's been some times where they've got him in coverage, and I just don't think that's his cup of tea. I just don't.
Which is tough for a free safety.
It's tough, but
the only true free safety on the team.
But you got to find a way. I mean, you'd think that he would play, that maybe he could play. But I will say this overall, the way that Flus is trying to play him and play him a little bit more downhill and be around the ball and be involved with tackling and stuff.
Yeah, he's been running the alley well.
Yeah, I just...
playing the run.
Give me the front seven and give me these safeties playing at a higher level. Give me these safeties, whether it's Wilson, whether it's Bell. We haven't seen Wanye Thomas in a while. He's been out a little bit. So, but give me these I've been super, super, super critical of Hooker, and I feel like, though, that maybe he's going to be a pretty good fit for what Matt Eberflus wants to do with him in this defense. I also want to say something, too. I think that, and I believe I brought this up this morning on Love of the Star when we did it. I kind of feel like that what I've seen from Solomon Thomas and Perrion Winfrey has been a little bit better than what I've seen from Oso Digizua.
I thought Oso had a really good day yesterday, but it's you're right about those guys. Winfrey has really stood out.
Yeah. So the tackle, and it, and that's not a slam at Oso Digizua. Sure. I'm just saying it's been a nice surprise to see Solomon Thomas and Perrion Winfrey play at such a high level. I can't say that for what's going on at the one technique.
No.
I think there are more questions. I think they're trying to use Jade Toya more at that as that big body guy. I don't – that is going to be an issue. But there, if maybe – maybe this thing is about – maybe this is going to be about Osa and Perrion Winfrey and guys like that. Maybe they're going to have to find a way. They're going to be a little undersized at that spot. We've talked about that. But, boy, that gives you a much better opportunity to get guys up the field if that's gonna how you're going to have to play. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen it from Mozzie Smith in the eight practices that I mean that in no disrespect to him, but I just have not seen him make difference-making plays. A guy that kind of needed to have that kind of camp, at least through the eight practices I watched, it hadn't been that good for him.
Okay, so great stuff, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation. Jesse Holly texted there. He said, under the new CBA, veteran players who are not on their rookie contract cannot have their fines waived. But if you're on your rookie contract, the team has the option to waive you. So I asked Google, and they gave me the AI overview, which seems like about 90% accurate. Can players on rookie contracts have their fines waived? Yes, players on rookie contracts can have their fines waived, specifically fines for unexcused absences from training camp or mandatory minicamp, according to ESPN and CBS. And they link to the story, The Anatomy of a Camp. So, you know, I don't know if the Cowboys would be in the mood for that. Certainly, they didn't show they were in the mood to have any patience with Trayvon Diggs. So, just a little bit more context.
Well, thanks, Jesse. I appreciate, appreciate that.
NFL Sounds of the Sports Day coming up next. We'll Chuck.
Man, Campbell, Shannon's apology, and where are the Cowboys in the rankings for coaches and coordinators?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.